Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm a journalist with words. You're not a man of God.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. Thanks to Sean King, former quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, came on. If you missed that interview and we want to check it out, download the Odyssey app. We've had him on before. Really knows what he's talking about.
We might not have him again. He wanted some chicken. I was like, oh, you barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Money time!
So the 49ers are 4-1, and obviously they've lost Nick Bosa for the season.
Damn.
And back in 2019, the 49ers needed a receiver, and they went and they got Emmanuel Sanders. And Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard the other day was asking Kyle Shanahan about, is there a move that, is it similar to 2019 where there's a move that could put you over the top? And this is what Shanahan said.
The Emmanuel Sanders trade was like, really, you said it, we're maybe one piece away. Do you feel at all similar? I know it's a little ways away to that time.
No. I don't feel at all like that. You know, I think at that time we had a Super Bowl defense that was as good as anyone in the league and probably had been for like 10 years and was pretty obvious. And I thought at the time some of the receivers we were dependent on weren't there and we were playing some young rookies and we thought we needed to add another guy. But yeah, I don't totally see it the same situation as right now.
I get what, but that still doesn't say, you know, in 2 or 3 weeks if they're 7-1 or 6-2, that if a Fred Dean is out there or somehow he can be had or something to bolster your D-line, that they won't go do it. But I hear what you're – that didn't sound like a vote of, oh, boy. But he I feel like he's saying we're taking it week to week, man.
Yeah, I feel – I've always felt like coaches know their teams obviously better than anyone else. And, you know, he's doing one of two things. He's either lowering expectations or he really – doesn't think this team's on the cusp. And I don't, like, they might be on the cusp, you know, in week 12. You're right.
Yeah.
But I think he realizes that they're 4-1, but there have been a lot of extenuating circumstances, and he's allowing for the young defense to have some hiccups along the way.
Okay, and how about I just take it one step further? I'm not saying you're wrong, but I keep bringing Pods into this because Pods went to what's not now. Pods went to the future with what he wants to be. But what if Kyle simply was in the moment? Even if I told you, yeah, I think we will, we're not now. So what good would it be for Kyle to show us all with his words what's, you know, the hands in his deck, you know, the cards in his hand? There was no need to at this juncture.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's no need to say.
But you keep winning is what I'm saying to you, Stoney. Then it's like, oh, man.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how he feels about this team overall. I don't know how he feels about this team compared with other years. But what he's saying is when they got Sanders, he thought that was a final piece in 19, mm-hmm. and he doesn't see similarities between that and this team. And I mean, look, I think it's he's just saying that it feels to me like what he's saying is we're just starting something here. We're not finishing anything. And so.
But you're not saying he is a little just minute as possible. I didn't expect this to be 4-1.
I don't think he expected to be 4-1. Actually, I don't know what he expected or what he didn't expect. I'm sure he's pleased with the results.
Yeah. But if we're being real, Stoney, they could have lost all the, you know what I mean? The ball could have bounced a different way. And instead of 4-1, they're 1-4. Because the games have been close.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kyle Shanahan. I mean, what do 49ers fans think of that? And the question is could they get to that point this year? Have expectations changed for this team? I mean, it felt like everybody was on the same page early in the year that the goal was to make the playoffs. And it's gone much, much differently than we thought it would go. But the reality of the situation is they're 4-1, so that goal should still be on the table. But you're right. At what point did the expectations grow? Could the expectations grow to a point where they become Super Bowl contenders in the regular season?
That I don't know, but I'll tell you what, when Willard asked all of us at the summit in San Jose, you know, what was the goal or what was your prediction? Mine was 10 games and mine was the playoffs. And if you were able at that point to show me who would be out, Bosa, what would happen to him, all the guys that have missed games, Stoney, there's no way in hell I would have said through five, this team would be 4-1. So with that said, my goal is still my goal, which is now just to get to the playoffs and get 10 wins. I'm looking at the schedule, and I know things change, and it can fluctuate. But right now I'm looking like that's a solid-ass bet if you took the Niners before the season to make the playoffs, even after you think they've already been to the deepest part of the sea with the you know, with wicked waters and waves. Like, they've kind of, you know, Stoney, they've kind of gotten through the worst part of the storm.
Did you change your prediction after Bosa got hurt?
No, I was saying if but I should said, have, I would have lowered it.
Yeah, you would have dropped it there.
Yeah, I would have dropped
it. I think I allowed it. I allowed it.
See, you don't hey, Marcy, you don't have power over me to allow anything.
No, I can't.
You don't have the keys.
Yes, I can.
You ain't pod.
In
you
my
ain't
mind,
got the keys.
In my mind, your prediction is now 8.
Evan, how does that sound?
There,
people
like, there.
I allowed it.
That you allowed his
Stoney
prediction
goes,
to change?
Stoney goes, like.
Oh, after Bosa got hurt, I said, would you change your prediction if you could? I said I wouldn't. He said he would.
But, okay, I got that. But
so I'm allowing it.
Well, I didn't take off like 3 wins.
You're not the warden.
You took off 2.
Are no, you, I was scared. I would have jumped
so
in.
So you'll allow
bank.
That, but you won't allow the bet that you guys made the other day to be
a lot of people getting to
changed.
Me. Yeah, a lot of people texting me on
what
that,
bet?
Stoney. 48.5.
No, You
want us?
There's got to be a price for you opening your mouth without thinking. So there's either
no
bet.
I forgot Vegas. I was unaware of Vegas.
It's all good.
I was having a real bet with my partner, my radio spouse for 8 years.
Come back to 52.
No,
and we'll have a bet.
What is well, real quick, Stoney?
Well, I'm not betting.
You want to sucker me? So you're disappointed that Evan put that to bed?
And I'm always disappointed in Evan when he does that.
Stop.
But I get why he does it. Shut up, Evan. Yeah. He's like a bail bondsman over there.
Just they still
him,
have them?
Just give him a little money and he'll get you out.
Hey,
he'll get you out of jail.
Am I going to see your daughter on TV? The reason I bring that up is Tulane's on ESPN tonight. Game day is there now. Stoney, Evan, he goes, they're there. I go, we going to see your daughter? He said, nah.
No, she's in the library.
Well, you sure?
Yeah.
If you,
okay.
Let me ask you. Let me tell you something.
Okay, buddy.
If you think she might not be in the library,
whatever helps you sleep well.
Okay. Let me tell you something, Evan. Okay, she might not be in the library, but let me tell you where she isn't. She isn't outside Yulman Stadium right now, holding up a sign behind Pat McAfee or whoever hell's on TV.
Yeah, I got to be careful here. That reminds me. I don't know if you saw everybody at the stations on my Instagram. chain. Evan, you're number one. Did you see the comedian? He's talking about his son, and I'm not making light of this. He goes, there's an active shooter on the campus of where my son goes to school. It's in the library. Oh, we're okay, because my son. Yeah, you know, Evan, you got to get some drip. But when he found out it was in the library, he goes, oh, we're good, because I know my son's not there. Yeah, all you could do is joke.
Yeah, maybe a two.
Yeah.
It's like when back in the 50s and 60s, the great Yankees teams of the day and age, Billy Martin used to say that if you ever dropped a bomb on the team hotel at midnight, no Yankee would die.
That's what the...
Because they were out.
You know what that means, right? Okay.
They were out.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Yankees, yikes.
That I can't stand.
I'm defending Boone. Does he
Aaron
pitch?
Judge hits one homer. Oh, they're back, and this is this. And then it's like, you know, here's the beauty of the baseball playoffs.
There's tomorrow.
There is one beauty, and that is by the time you realize that the Yankees won a game, they were eliminated. Like, I do like that about baseball. You can open, Yankees have action. Aaron Judge brings the Yankees to the brink of coming back.
Yeah. So you're going Chicago Cubs, who play today after winning yesterday. Yeah, it could be over if they lose.
I mean, if you don't, don't look at it right away.
Yeah. Dale. Yankees were just in the World Series last year.
What's your point?
Boone might be safe. You don't pitch.
That's the other thing.
We're so quick to fire guys, man.
Yeah. You mean like you did with Kyle? Year two?
That was after what he did.
Oh, how about Sean King?
We tried to.
Yeah. How about Sean King saying, hey, 49er fans, shut your mouth. You got a great coach. Shut your mouth. Yeah. You got a great coach. Although he did rip John Lynch. Whew.
I think it's funny he thinks John Lynch made that pick.
That is wow, man.
I think it's interesting that people are going to let Kyle off the hook for not picking Mac Jones the first time.
Well, he's letting him off the hook because he goes, I mean, Kyle should have one. Sure. I don't know which one he should have more, 19 or overtime against the in Vegas. I got my answer, overtime.
Go away. Go away with that crap.
I got to tell you something. I've never heard you use that one. That bothers
me. Go away.
That penetrates. Yeah. Go away.
Go away with that crap about Super Bowls.
Go Amazing. Away, Evan. Oh, my God.
Go away with that stuff. That's all.
But Evan has to do that, too. You can't even have a conversation anymore without pause. I'm a grown-ass man.
What did he say?
I said something, and he just, God. This new Beavis and Butthead society we're into now. Just
it's a great show.
It was one of my
I never
bring
saw
it back.
I never saw it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I'll tell you the best player in the game is right now. Asia Wilson.
Shocker there, Steiny.
See that shot?
She is incredible. She's already done it. She got an MVP.
Now, would you like to reveal the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
But that I thought it was a best of five?
You thought that was for the series?
I did. Paid.
I'm disappointed, though.
Okay, how many years have they had a best of seven in the WNBA finals? I'll bet it hasn't been their entire history.
It doesn't
matter.
In
fact, it may be the first year.
Mm.
It doesn't matter, though.
Well, it does matter.
Do you know who won the first
one? I don't claim to be an expert on the WNBA. It's 100 more players to have to get to know. It's 13 more coaches. It's a different style. I don't pretend to be an expert on women's basketball.
No, it wasn't about that. It was more, there wasn't really a celebration.
That's why I thought it was very subdubed.
Do you know like the Thunder.
Do you and Evan know who won it in 97, their inception of the league?
Minnesota.
Houston.
Oh, that's right. They won it. Oh, under Van.
Didn't
Van
Chancellor. Like three.
Under Van Chancellor.
Evan, did you look that up or you do that off the top?
No, Cynthia Cooper was on all the teams.
Swoops.
Swoopsy.
They won the first four.
Van Chancellor
They won
the
97, 98, 99, 2000.
How many games were the finals?
You'd have to ask Evan. About three. Three.
That's best three. Of three.
Yeah, they won. Yeah, look at Goo.
What? Somebody, you know, we were talking about the guys who got paid on the Niners. Somebody on the text line, you said, what if Purdy, after the contract, regresses?
Right.
Okay. That's fair. They've given away a lot of big contracts. So let's go through some players.
Let's do it.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, what are you looking for me? Because, I'm high on what Jimmy did. At the end, he got ugly, but he got you to the Super Bowl and a couple of NFC championship games.
Did he live up to his contract?
I'm saying yes.
Okay. Nick Bosa. They paid him a lot of money.
I'm going to say no, because I'm holding him to a high standard. No, he did not.
So they paid him, and he hasn't quite reached the level that he's been at. All right, fair.
You think a lot of people would argue with me on that one about Bosa. Still, I just hold him to the highest standard that I feel like, you know what, my answer would be no, and he probably would tell you. Off to a great start this year before he got hurt. Neither here nor there. Keep going.
Well, here's a flat-out no. McCaffrey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Depends on this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, boy.
Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, come on now. That didn't even get off the ground.
I think the guys who, like, who is
Kittle?
They paid Warner and Kittle. And Debo. To me, those guys all earned it.
All right.
Debo, obviously, at the end was.
But you want to go in my man Trent and forgot just 2 years ago he was all pro. He was all pro. Even though you said he was starting to slip, the people get he was awarded all pros, Donnie.
Yeah, like, but he's right. But he's not earning his contract.
But. My point would be this.
He's the example of got a contract, regressed. Trent Williams.
But he's in the trenches, so.
It's not important?
I'm not caping for him.
Right.
Stoney, I believe he's still a top six tackle in the NFL right now.
Right, but he used to be the best. He got a contract, and he's regressed. A lot of it has to do with age, maybe everything. No. But
well, he's earned a contract to his employers, though. You're missing that part.
Okay, well then,
if who's Brock really Purdy getting better at 37?
If Brock Purdy regresses, then we got to focus on the 2 years that he earned his contract,
which I think got this contract because he was that damn good.
A lot of guys earn a contract and then can't live up to it. I don't know who's going to be who. On this team.
Who's the next going to get paid?
Patently fraudulent, says Steiny. Stop dragging Trent.
Yeah, something's weird going on. And it's been happening for a year and a half, and I'll let you go. Like, what is it about him? Last year was personal stuff,
too. That's what you said, but it wasn't. He needed to get paid.
It's what he said, too, though.
Not crazy about the way he went around about his business. Mm. That's all. You know, we talk about guys who are team players and all that. I don't like, look, McCaffrey, Ayuk, I hold them more responsible for the year than the other players, but I also hold Lynch and Shanahan accountable for what happened.
Let's spend a minute on IUs, Donnie. I know, you may have any intel, but right now, if he were to miss the whole, like how bad does that contract look now today on Thursday? Just with,
I mean, you're not going to believe me, but that's just football. I don't look at it as though it's like Bosa.
I say it's bad because I'm afraid of Ayuk on what you're going to be when you come back.
The only thing I care about is that we're paying a guy a lot of money. He's not available, and that kills us in terms of the pecking order of our team.
But when he does come back, is he what you paid him for? That's just my question, and maybe he will be. But man,
he's not going to be right away.
Yeah, people are on his head for the first, almost like Kuminga, are on his head for the first four or five games before he got hurt. I can only imagine him coming back and not being what he was and how the.
Well, he's not going to be what he was. It's a 2-year injury. I think like everybody says that. I think he's going to come back and he'll be like a small contributor, ideally, and then he'll be ready to go for next year. I think that would be the hope for Brandon Ayuk.
Man, I feel like
the other thing is they have Bourne. He's better. Kendrick Bourne has.
Scotty, he had a great game.
Oh, yeah. He won him the game.
But stop. And he had a big drop again, but it didn't cost him.
That's right.
But to say he's better than Brandon Ayuk.
I'll tell you what, I'll take a guy catching 10 out of 11 balls all the time.
And had your boy been on the field, who's to say he wouldn't have done that? Ayuk.
Well, he's.
I love Kendrick Bourne. I like him.
Yeah, Ayuk has a lot of drops, doesn't he?
I just want to throw this baseball.
What was I going to say? Greg Cosell,
our man.
What's your point about Ayuk?
Like right now, right. I think any diehard Niner fan would say, since you brought up that exercise, right now today, that looks like a scary contract. And that's just being real with what you said. I didn't want to let you know I agreed with you. He probably won't be what he was. But, you know, again, he can. But if he's not, and the fact that he got hurt when he got hurt, the ink hadn't even dried on the contract, that's not that he wasn't worthy, Stoney. That would be a bad deal for bad for business.
I mean, I'll tell you what would be worse than Brandon Ayuk getting hurt. And that is Brandon Ayuk playing at the same level that he played at when he wasn't hurt for the all of last year and into this year. Like, then we would have had a problem. Mm. But he got hurt. So he's got to rehab and get back to it and see if he can get back this sometime late this year. Hey, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with a juicy Week 6 matchup between the 49ers and the Buccaneers, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Boy, Sean King was good.
Yep. What was the one thing they got you?
When he just shut you down.
Which time?
No,
Yeah, he got me a few times.
What was the... when he told 49er fans to shut up. Shut up. You got a good coach. You got a good organization. Shut up. He didn't say it that way.
Yeah.
But he said, we got to appreciate Shanahan and Lynch. And he's right. We do.
And I think Niner fans do. That's why it's doubly frustrating that they haven't won. Niner fans are getting pissed off, Stoney. I'm just telling, not at Kyle, just the fact that they've... You want me to say it? There used to be a slogan among Niner fans.
This is when I want to throw a brick at you.
When we go, we win. And that was it. Stoney, the last three, not so much.
You know what, though?
Those hurt,
49er
man.
Fans are smarter than you. That's not the way they think. They're smart. They know.
Shasky said this morning, as a fan, a fellow fan, Stoney, the pain never goes away. It truly
doesn't.
He's
not, like...
So you think all tomorrow will just be tomorrow? You get up and go get it. Stoney, those things stay there. They're scars.
Good. Good. I'm glad.
They fade when you eventually get there and win it again.
Damn, he's not in Afghanistan. I mean, he's watching a football game. What do you mean he's got to live with it for the rest of his life? It's not PTSD.
No, it is. Donnie, you ain't understanding.
He hasn't been toting a gun in the Middle East.
That's the name of my book. It's the lead right now, Donnie Fan. Oh, my goodness. That was pretty good.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get into some Greg Cosell sound, but I'll wait to do that on the other side. By the way, I couldn't help but notice. So yesterday, of course, the Warriors started four guys over 35, and they put up a graphic. Fitz goes, hey, Kalenny, you know the last team?
I saw it.
To play start four 35-year-olds or more? Do you remember what the team was?
No.
How was it the game? I don't know, like the Harlem Globetrotters?
No, it happened in the early 2000s. It was the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, there we go. And give us the guy that really put him over the top.
Oh, I'll give him to you.
I can remember, I got his name.
I'm going to be watching. Stockton.
Get this, E.
Malone. Olden Polynice. And this is the one. John Starks. John Starks.
Wow.
Who was the third guy?
Olden Polynice.
That's fitting.
From Virginia.
Remember?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is what I love. You know, I love our hometown stats. You talk about cooking the books. You say, I do it. So they said, you know, Fitz goes, look at that team. He said, hey, Kalenna, how many games do you think that team won? Kalenna, of course, is like, I don't know. And Fitz goes, 53.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. They lost in the first round.
All right. Well, nobody cared about
that. They didn't even get out of the first round.
How many did they win? The total.
Yes. People are going to care if the Warriors lose in the first round.
I'm just telling you, they got the ingredients to win 50 or more. There's a bet in there, man. Just man up and do it.
Why don't you save it? Save this. Save this shit.
I didn't like that tone.
Go away.
Chicago Jason telling me, you're rubbing off on him. Goo, it's okay to criticize a Niner player. I do that more than anybody at the station.
Yeah, okay. No, you do.
And I was talking to somebody, Sonny. Evan, I hate to say this. We are the most toxic show at the station. And we have to embrace it. We have to.
Yeah, you know, you're the guy.
No, just I love you. You love me. But we are toxic. I said, oh, my God. I didn't want to come in.
We got to go.
All right.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.